Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Friday, November 15th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today. Trade talk. Here we go again. Amazon strikes back over Jedi contract. And biggest Starbucks Reserve roastery. Leading today's news. While major U.S. equity indexes recorded another flat close on Thursday, things are looking brighter ahead of the open, with Dow futures pointing to gains of more than 100 points. Trade developments. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow signaled talks over the first phase of an agreement with China were coming down to the final stages and said the two sides are in close contact. On Thursday, China also lifted a ban on American poultry that began in 2015 after the USDA made a similar decision to allow Chinese poultry into the U.S. In other news, U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper is rejecting any notion of bias in a decision to award Microsoft the up to $10 billion Jedi cloud contract, which is part of a broader digital modernization process at the Pentagon. I am confident it was conducted freely and fairly, without any type of outside influence, he told a news conference in Seoul, filing a notice that the company will formally protest the result. Amazon Web Services CEO Andy Jassy said politics got in the way, and it would be hard to award a contract objectively when President Trump was disparaging Jeff Bezos. The largest ever Starbucks is opening its doors today in Chicago, marking the company's sixth Reserve roastery across the globe. The 35,000-square-foot location has five floors, three coffee bars, a cocktail bar, and an artisan bakery and cafe. The average roastery customer spends 3 to 4 times more money than at a typical Starbucks cafe, according to spokeswoman Maggie Jansen, and roasteries, on average, can see more than 8,000 visitors per day. The 50 state and territory attorneys general investigating Google for antitrust violations are set to expand their probe into the search and Android businesses, after initially focusing only on its ad business. The AGs will write up civil investigation demands to help the inquiry, but sources told CNBC the subpoenas might not be served immediately. Google already received a $5 billion fine in the EU for favoring its Android operating system, and the U.S. Department of Justice is reviewing the tech giant's business practices. IBM became a major player in meteorology when it purchased the weather company in 2016. It's now going live with a global weather model called GRAF, Global High Resolution Atmospheric Forecasting. A new supercomputer, DYEUS, built to run the model, will issue 12 trillion pieces of weather data every day and process forecasts every hour, providing the system with high-resolution weather forecasts and details for areas as small as 2 miles wide. Ford is transposing its Mustang name onto its new electric sport utility vehicle, which up until now referred to a line of sporty coupes associated with Detroit's 1960s muscle era. The Mustang Mach-E will debut at an event in Los Angeles on Sunday and is a first of more than a dozen all-electric automobiles Ford plans to launch by 2022. Although Mustang coupes are assembled in Michigan, the Mach-E will be built in Mexico. Cutting 2 billion euros of yearly investments, the EU will stop funding oil, natural gas, and coal projects at the end of 2021 as it aims to become the first climate-neutral continent. Gas projects are still possible, but would have to be based on new technologies such as carbon capture and storage, combining heat and power generation, or mixing in renewable gases with natural gas. This is a quantum leap in ambition, European Investment Bank President Werner Hoyer said after the decision, which comes as the ECB considers adding climate-related risks to its stress test scenarios. As political unrest grips the territory, Hong Kong forecasts GDP will contract 1.3% in 2019, marking the first annual contraction since the global financial crisis a decade ago. Anti-government protesters paralyzed parts of the city for a fifth day on Friday as university students barricaded campuses and authorities struggled to calm the violence. The U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission also said Congress should enact legislation that would suspend the special economic status Hong Kong enjoys under U.S. law should China deploy forces to crush the demonstrations. Alibaba will issue 500 million new ordinary shares, plus 75 million green shoe options for its upcoming secondary listings in Hong Kong, in which it could raise up to $13.8 billion. Of those 500 million shares, 12.5 million will be reserved for retail investors, though up to 10% of the total offering could be allotted. Set to be Hong Kong's largest share sale in more than 9 years, Alibaba plans to use the proceeds to drive user growth and fuel innovation. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures are all set to open in the green, with crude oil and gold slightly down. On today's economic calendar, retail sales are out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.